Ambassador Kim, would you like to address us with a few words?
Thank you, Jeffrey. It's so nice to see you again. It is my gratitude for your hospitality during my stay last time when you invited me to this seminar in Brisbane. And also, I recognize very familiar faces, Melissa, the National Director of IIA, and also I thank the DFAT office in Brisbane, the Acting Director Matthew Harrison, for providing this wonderful facilities. And well, as an ambassador, Korean ambassador to Australia, I'd like to share some of my thoughts on the relationship between Korea and Australia. Well, I spent 1.5 years here in Australia, and actually this is a time for the holiday season, and the president of Korea Foundation, Dr. Yu, said that he was guilty of inviting all the Korean delegates and also the Australian scholars at this time of holiday season. But for me, for living in Canberra, it is good for me to visit Brisbane during the holiday season, because now the Canberra is almost a ghost town. All the people are left the Canberra, so Canberra is just like a ghost town. So it's very good to see many people here in Brisbane. Also, it is my great pleasure to visit Brisbane again after G20 summit meeting. Well, I think this dialogue is very, very important. And this time is also very meaningful, because at the end of the year, we can wrap up the important events during the last 1 year between Korea and Australia. Therefore, I think this policy dialogue is very, very important. And I think this dialogue can give some thought to us what we have to do for the next 1 year. In this regard, I'd like to share my thoughts about the relationship between Korea and Australia. In April this year, the Prime Minister Tony Abbott visited Korea. This was the first time ever for the Prime Minister Tony Abbott visited Korea, and he had a very successful summit meeting. And also, he finished the negotiation of free trade agreement between Korea and Australia in April. And finally, we put into place this FTA early this month. Therefore, now the Korea and Australia in the new at the new dimension of free trade agreement. This FTA is a very, very important event for our two countries' relationship. As an ambassador, I think the core foundation of the relationship between Korea and Australia is the value sharing. We share value of democracy and market economy and the human rights. Those universal values are real, the core foundation of our two relationship. Based on this core foundation of sharing universal values, we can develop our relationship more constructively and contributing to the peace and security in the Asia-Pacific region. As we all know that this Asia-Pacific region is rising, but in a sense, we are in the very turbulent period of time. Therefore, this value sharing between Korea and Australia is very, very important. And based on this value, we can build up our partnership in the Asia-Pacific region. That is my very, very firm belief that the Asia-Pacific region, Korea and Australia, can build up a very strong partnership based on this value sharing. Therefore, I think next year, probably we can face some challenges from the regional conflict in the Northeast Asia and also South Asian region. Therefore, we need to unite very strongly and firmly together based on this value sharing, and then we can overcome all the challenges for the next year, and we can make very good contributions to the peace and security in the Asia Pacific region. And between our two countries, this free trade agreement, we can expect more trade volume. Now the trade volume amounts to $32 billion. It is quite a good amount of trade volume, but after free trade agreement, I expect next year we can increase the 5% or 6% of more free trade, the trade volume. Therefore, in terms of economy and trade relationship, and also in terms of security and the diplomatic relationship, Korea and Australia stand very, very strong. And next year, I think, can be a new the dimension in the relationship between and Australia and Korea. In this sense, I think this dialogue today will be a good contributor to our the better relationship for the next year. Having said this, well, I'd like to finish my congratulatory remarks highlighting that this the value sharing relationship between our two countries will remain as strong as before and plays a silver lining role in the turbulent times of the Asia-Pacific region. And also, I reiterate that this today's dialogue is very important for our future partnership in the Asia-Pacific region. And I again express, as a Korean ambassador to Australia, my sincere gratitude and congratulations to AIIA and Korea Foundation and DFAT office in Brisbane, indeed to all the participants in this dialogue for their efforts and contribution to making this dialogue happen and happen very successfully. Thank you.